Thank you for coming to my podcast on Spoon. We're taking up the new cause of stop the violence and help stop human trafficking of American citizens. The first approach I believe we need to use is awareness. Awareness of the size and scope of the problem. Awareness of signs in victims, how to determine who is in trouble with this type of abuse. Some of the warning signs are nervousness, lack of concentration, very, I'd say, paranoid about their surroundings, the people that they're asking for help. The willingness not to talk, they don't want to talk about it because they feel like they can't get help. Maybe they in substandard living situations, which may be unusual to some individuals because we're not used to that. And if someone is reaching out for help, we should not put them off as a crazy person. Human trafficking in America is a huge problem. I would say it's a large industry, and it's done for various multiple reasons. Not just work and sex, but a litany of more. From what I can determine, we may have some problems with this type of crime as far as being able to stop it, prosecute those involved, or handle these techniques being used to scare people, cut off their communications, threaten them via the internet, and more. It's a large scope of techniques being used to silence victims of human trafficking. And like I would say to anybody, help by listening first and rallying around a person to show your support. Human trafficking victims will need psychological help because the abuse is of a level people aren't realizing. And to believe that everybody's not like that is very difficult for a trafficking victim because it's a large problem and the court seems to turn blind eye to such activity. They type of look the other way, spousal abuse more than likely, and they tend to ask for something similar to restraining orders. Well, restraining orders don't work on human trafficking groups or the industry itself. And we're going to have to approach it differently to protect all those who are vulnerable to human trafficking. Kids in their teenage years, younger, unable to defend themselves, and people of low income. So do what you can to support Stop Human Trafficking. Thank you.